Hi, Big Fatty in the Nip Stomach.
Hi. Hi. Well, I'm just looking here.
Oh, Lord. Is there some sort of little incident?
Well, I mean, I don't know. No, there's not an incident. It's just I'm looking to find some something that can be in a skit. And let's just see here. Well, we got Flag Day on Friday.
Okay.
And summer begins next week.
I'd give that a little bit of the...
Oh, excuse me. How silly of me. This time next week is Orange Hat Day. Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No, 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 no.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you
guys.
Big fat thing, you.
Meh from the Los Angeles. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 10th of June.
Monday.
2024, and the heatwave year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVatria Parton. Y'all, I'm one of your hosts. I'm the one who is, I literally ran in from the event just to record this show. Mr. Larry H. Vader, my stylist spells it.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
That's about how well she cuts my hair, too.
Oh.
V-A-D-E-R.
I didn't
Larry
know Noah cut your hair.
He does. And with me is y'all, the one with the clean sides himself. It's Big Fatty.
I'm a Fatty.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Y'all, the Big Fatty, fresh back from the horror motel as we record this.
It's true. Full fresh recap back of that on the little show on Monday.
Well, I've got a recap. So... y'all, on Saturday morning,
okay.
Y'all, I texted Chris, and I said, you probably wonder why I didn't send your Fun Hog Ranch t-shirt with Big Fatty to give to you, you know, at the horror event this weekend. And it's because there isn't one, because they don't actually have them. That display is old, and they don't actually sell them. So, sorry, I couldn't buy you one.
What are we talking about?
He wanted a Fun Hog Ranch t-shirt. From our favorite Lost
yes,
Wages
yes,
bar.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the t-shirt part.
And they had a display. He forgot to buy one when he was there. I meant to buy one back in April when I was there. I totally forgot. So when I was there a couple weeks ago, I asked Patty or Rigo or Kevin or one of them. I was like, oh, I was probably drunk. And they were like, oh, we don't actually sell them. That display's all, we lost the key. We can't get in there. And I said, oh, okay. But, and this was about 9:30 a.m. in the morning on Saturday morning when I texted Chris, and he said, things are good here. I was like, oh, the old people are already stalking the pool, I bet. And he said, oh, they're already out there. So, I said, that's about right. Cause the old people, y'all, they just got to get out there to that pool and get the good seat.
They've got to get their seat reserved.
And I said, You have the patience of a saint. And I mean, he doesn't really, but, and that's what we love about, Chris. So anyway, but yeah, I said, well, it's going about as well as I would have expected it to. He's like, it's going exactly like you expected it to. And I said, perfect.
Actually, it went better than anyone expected. So,
So anyway, Big Fatty's fresh back. I'm sure you'll hear all about it on his horrifying little show, y'all.
Big Y'all, Fatty. Evidently, while I was gone, the heat miser showed up.
Y'all, I'm not sure. The temperature outside right now says it's 95. Now, that might be true, but the heat index is, where is that on here? The heat index is 99. I don't believe that either. Y'all,
the humidity is low right now.
Is it? Because y'all,
yeah, it's down. It's about 38%.
I was driving back from the haircutting event, and the y'all had to buy some underpants and some things. I had to go to the Home Depot because I had to buy the fill valve and flapper kit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so
love a fill valve and flapper.
Y'all, it's been splashing up, it turns out. Like, it'll cut on and run a little bit, you know, like when they're going bad. And so I took the top off, and y'all, it's been like splashing in the tank so much that it's mildewed the top of the lid in the turlet.
Oh, lovely.
So I got to clean all that.
You get some XLR to take that off?
I've got the CLR.
CLR.
I've got the CLR. I'll soak it out.
Excuse me. When I think of you, I think XLR, extra large.
Right, right. And it's understandable.
Excuse me. Extra large rotund.
Rotund. Uh-huh.
Right. Okay.
So, I've got to get up in there and do that. Y'all, replacing the fill valve in the turlet. It's one of my least favorite things to do at the Vader family compound. And I have two bathrooms.
Yes.
But I use the one upstairs frequently, and y'all, there's something about the way the plumbing works up there that it seems like I go through a lot of them. But then I realized I've lived here for 18 years, so
yes,
I get about four years out of one. So y'all, I gotta get in there and replace it. But I bought the one that we replaced the ones in the villa with because y'all, I just like the way they installed. They were very clean and easy to install.
A clean install.
There's some extra measuring, but I like the way they explained how you adjust. It was very easy to adjust.
I believe there was a video on that, wasn't there?
There was. And so
maybe
I got
you can
that
put a
one.
Link to that video so everybody can see it.
Y'all, it's the Corky brand, but and who doesn't love a little Corky? But y'all, we're gonna get up in there and do that after we record. Because nothing says Sunday fun day like changing out the workings of the turlet. But y'all, the last thing we want to do is do that after work. Because
that's right.
Y'all,
you want to come in and be very happy with your labors.
It's true.
As you fill the bowl.
Correct. And y'all, the Vader family compound turlet in the bathroom, the upstairs bathroom, y'all, it's about 6 inches from the bathtub. And of course, that's the side with the valve and everything on it. So you got to get down in there. So I cleaned up around it real good this morning so that I won't be covered in dust and whatever.
Well, the nice thing about that is, though, if you miss the turl, you're right in the tub.
Right in the tub. It's true. Right. So, y'all, I got to get down there and clean her up. We're very pleased that the flapper kit, y'all, because this is a very Vader thing, but y'all, I always buy a new hose to connect it with because, y'all, they wear out. And mine, I don't think I bought one last time because it was during COVID. Mm. And I think I bought it online. So,
well, a lot of hoses went unchecked during COVID. Yeah.
So I always buy a new hose because you don't want that to just go exploding on you. So
No, absolutely not.
It's something my father taught me, the hat. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of the hats, next Sunday, are you going to be in Hatville, or are we going to do a little show? Will you be back in time?
I'll be here.
Have you thought about it?
Oh, I haven't too much, but y'all, I don't think I'm going to be going up to Hatville because it's Father Hat's 55th high school reunion on Saturday night. He says he's going to try to go. So he probably is not going to be, he's going to be a little bone weary. What in the world are you wearing around your neck?
I have a new chain.
Oh, is it a gold chain with a big dollar sign?
No, it's my Nasty Pig chain.
Well, I didn't know you were chained.
I'm not.
If you think a mint has to have sugar to taste cool and refreshing, Then you haven't tried Bellamy's. They took the sugar out. You really taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away.
Bellamy's took the sugar out. You can really taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away. Cool refreshment, Bellamy's.
Try sugar-free Bellamy's. You really taste the mint. In three refreshing flavors.
Oh,
ooh, it's a little tight, a little over-tightened.
Very
easy. Unlike that professional audio show, The Mix, y'all, we don't have a lot of verticals on this here show anymore. By the way,
you get the commercials for free. There's no way you can pay $1.99 a month to avoid the commercials on this show.
Mm. Y'all, speaking of, I'm looking for some good music. We don't have some e-letter music, but y'all, let's do this. Y'all, we got an e-letter.
Oh, we got an e-letter.
And y'all, we got an e-letter weeks ago, and I've been opening my e-letters every week, meaning to read it. And y'all, I knew about this, but it never occurred to me because it's kind of old news for me, but I don't ever pay attention to it. But we got an e-letter and it says, Hi, it's Mac from Florida. Did you know that you mean
Flo Rida?
I do. He says, do you know that if you play the latest LFC in the Apple Podcast app, there's a new automatic transcription available? I was just looking at to queue up the next show I wanted to listen to, and I was like, what's this button? I guess it's a fairly new feature. It's interesting to see it try to handle the LFC lexicon. It got tip-a-tap correct, but I'm attaching a screenshot of what it thought of Hatterina. Still listening as always, still enjoying as always, and I wish you both well. Mac from Flo Rida.
Well,
so Mac, first of all, thank you.
First of all, how do you know how to do that?
Yeah, it's just if you open a podcast episode, it's there. It's automatic. But y'all,
wait a minute. This is
in the
Apple podcast app.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to an episode. I'm just going to go to an episode of The Mix.
No. So, y'all, now it's got to be...
Wait, where is it?
Lord have mercy. I'm trying to finish Mac's e-letter, y'all, but... So, if you open an episode, like I was listening to Appodlachia.
Am I opening it on the computer or on the cellular telephonic device?
I think I'm sure it does it on both, but I'm looking on the cellular telephonic device. And then down in the bottom, at the bottom corner, the bottom left corner, there's like a little talk bubble with a quotation mark in it. If you tap that,
let's just go here. I'm going to go over. All right, here we are. We're going to look at the mess.
That's right. They don't go. Oh. I was here at noon.
And so, do you see in the bottom left corner of the screen? If you tap that, it shows you
a
live transcription of the show.
We're adding a surcharge.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I may have to listen to the BFO to see how difficult it is to do that.
Well, y'all, the screenshot Mac sent, it could not handle Hatterina. Now, y'all, it handled Hatville just fine.
Hatville, of course.
It handled, and I've looked at it, when this feature first launched, gosh, it's been a few months back now. When it first launched, I looked at it, and it actually did surprisingly well. But it did think that Hatterina is Hat, H-A-T-T, arena, as in the name of an arena. So it's
Hatterina. Yes, I love, especially when there are concerts there or the monster truck shows.
I think that's the one down in Augusta where James Brown's memorial service was.
Yes.
I think I think that's where it is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Hat
arena. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
I think we have our show title.
All right. Yeah. Did you attend James Brown's funeral?
No, but I feel good.
Mm. Y'all,
you knew that I would.
I didn't either.
Now,
thank you, Mac. Seriously, yes, thanks for getting in touch. You. Love you always. He's quite the looker, too.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you have a moment of silence? Did the bagpipes kick in on Friday evening? Yes, it was that time when Patrick Sajak said, "Well, I guess it's time." And he, did you watch it?
I've got it on the who's more
VRC
the VRC, but I have not watched it yet. y'all, and I admit I don't watch The Wheel anymore. I used to watch all that. Y'all, we loved The Wheel in college.
Well, it was like study hall.
Yeah, basically. But no, I haven't watched it yet. It's a little bittersweet, y'all. I was talking to someone at the coal mine the other day, and we were talking about a coworker who bowed out when she realized it was time to go. When she said, "All right, this new technology is too much for me. I cannot keep up with all the minor statistics, so I'm just gonna head on out. I can retire."
Well, and y'all, you notice that he said she.
Right. I was definitely not talking about Big Fatty, because y'all, he didn't know. But y'all, she used to live directly beneath Big Fat, or on the first floor, I guess. Either way, y'all, we were talking about that. And I feel like Pat Sajak is trying to turn this into, like, it's time. And I agree, but y'all, I think it might have been time about a decade ago. And so,
well, it's not hard work.
No,
well, I say that.
It's not physically demanding, I'm sure. Although I'm sure Vanna's
one. Tape days are physically demanding.
Right. But y'all, I just feel like, you know, he had a good thing, don't get me wrong, but the man's made more money than he could possibly ever spend. Has to be.
Yes.
And because he certainly made a lot more than Vanna, that's for sure. But it's like, but again, and y'all, I'm kind of excited about that Ryan Seacrest doing The Wheel, because I feel like that's where he would fit best. Y'all, he's tried everything else, but I feel like The Wheel is kind of like, that's kind of where he would shine.
You know, it's about time for him to leave American Idol and go to Wheel of Fortune.
Well, I feel like he's more of the MC of the American's Idol for all those years. I haven't watched that in forever, and I feel like he did a good job there, but like that show is not. Yeah, and that whole Dick Clark's or Ryan, ABC's Rockin' New Year's Eve and all that, like, I don't think that's his thing. But y'all, I feel like he'll do well. And I feel like Vanna, y'all, she ain't gonna stay forever.
No.
Because she's my parents' age. Now, she looks a lot better than them, but of course she's had a lot of work done. Y'all, that Vanna, she's from the Myrtle.
The Dirty Myrtle.
Yeah, she's from there. So.
I wonder if she's ever been to the Pulse Ultra Club.
Oh, you know she has. You know that she's friends with the owner.
Probably so.
Yeah. You know that she has. She rolls up in there for karaoke, I guarantee you. She probably drinks a sea breeze.
Oh.
I would imagine she's a sea breeze drinker.
Either that or she drinks the J.R. Ewing bourbon and branch.
I could also see that, or a whiskey sour. Although to keep her figure, I bet there's not a lot of calories, so it probably is bourbon and branch.
Yeah,
bourbon and branch. But do y'all know what that is?
Yes.
I know you do, but I feel like that's a local thing, isn't it? Like a low country thing.
That's what J.R. Ewing drank on Dallas.
Okay. In my mind, that was a low country thing. I don't hear it when I'm other places, but around here, I hear it all the time, y'all. It's the bourbon with a little bit of water. Just a splash.
Don't bruise it.
Yeah, don't do it. Mm-mm. So, y'all, have I ever told y'all that I tried to, during COVID, go back and watch the original Dallas?
No.
Y'all, I couldn't do it. It's because I have that. I think I don't remember what network it's on.
Right.
But whatever it is, I had it was on that streaming service, whether it was Netflix, Hulu, Paramount Plus, I don't know. But y'all, it was tough.
Ooh.
It was harder than watching that Dynasty. And y'all, I had a hard time getting back into that one too. But yeah.
Poor Miss Ellie.
Y'all, I think I made it through a season and a half of the original. So, now y'all did. I don't know that we talked about this. It was on my list, and I know I talked to you about it. In the Ruby Red, but I don't know that we talked about it on the show. Y'all, I'm sorry, that's my AirPods case. Y'all,
we'll talk
the night before.
Excuse me, I've got a hangnail. I'm gonna go clip it while you're talking.
Oh, thank goodness, y'all. Before I left for the Lost Wages, went to Hatville, did all that stuff, and y'all, I've been having issues. I got a new cable modem, and it was fancy and it was small. My other one was a giant, enormous thing. But y'all, I plugged it in, and within a few minutes, y'all, the fan on it sounded like a jet engine. And so I had taken it apart, I'd pulled it back out of where I kind of stick it, which is well ventilated, but it's kind of behind some stuff. And y'all, I took it back out, and I thought maybe I'd left some plastic or something on it. Well, y'all, it was just loud. Y'all could hear it over the TV. The air conditioner's running. I can still hear it. And my air conditioner's quite loud because the air handler is basically in my living room. And so, well, I went to return the old one to the Comcast because, y'all, it's Comcastic, you know. And went in and I said, hi. And they said, oh, are you just dropping off? And I said, well, yeah, but I have a question. And so I talked to one of the guys and he's like, no, it shouldn't make any noise. And I said, okay, well, it does. So I'm going to need a new one. And he said, sure. So he went through my account and he said, actually, I can save you about $25 a month. And I said, well, okay to that as well. So yeah, I got the 2 gig service.
Ooh.
I kept telling him, like, if I can save money, I'll save money. But I really don't need a speed increase because, y'all, the only thing I use the interwebs for is streaming TV and podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 250 megabits per second is more than enough for that. But y'all, got the gigabit and gave me a new modem, and it's completely different. He's like, oh, this is the one I use. And y'all, he totally lives in his mother's basement. So for whatever that's worth. But y'all, got home, pulled the old one out. Y'all, she had started melting.
Oh!
So just a heads up, your Comcast cable modem or Xfinity, whatever it is, y'all, it's not supposed to make noise. So thank God. And so y'all, I took it back to the Comcast today when I was out running the errands, and they were like, what'd you do to it? And I was like, I plugged it in. So anyway, so wow. That's what happened to just a little piece of advice there. If you can hear it running, there's something wrong with it. So
yes, it's kind of like the mix, you know, if you can hear it running. Something wrong with it.
Well, that's the case. So,
by the way, I know you don't listen to Crooked Hat Show.
I don't.
But Daniel was filling in for him this week.
Oh,
and I don't know that Daniel enjoyed it, but
so now,
in fact, I believe on Thursday he goes, "Oh, thank God, this is the last show," and then he went, "Oh my God, this is just the Thursday show." Or something along those lines.
Isn't it like 20 minutes, just like the BFO?
Oh, it's not even that long. It's about 11.
The audio excellence takes a lot of work.
Oh, well.
So I'm sure it was exhausting for him just to get all those levels correct. And, you know, got to get a little bit of extra bass, just a little bass in there.
A little more bass. By the way, I will say, Daniel, when Crooked Hat did his show from Daniel's house, excellent sound.
Oh, they
had really good bass.
Oh, well, and you know, who doesn't? Who doesn't love?
And you know, who doesn't love a little bass?
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's that game, everyone. I don't get in the death copter, but Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day, and I tell you, if they're dead or alive. And I have to guess at that sometimes. But then what I'm really here to do is educate you about who they are and why you should know them. So, okay?
Yes. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Nicholas Pietro, P-I-E-T-R-O.
Nicholas Pietro. Y'all, he's dead as a doornail.
Okay.
He's dead as a doornail. Yeah, he was a Spanish explorer, and he was part of the second time Christopher Columbus came to the Americas. Pietro was part of that exploration party. Dead as a doornail.
Christopher Columbus, the return.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nicholas Pietro is alive, just kind of a little theme going on here with the show. He is the son of Vanna White.
Aww.
How about that? All right. Tara Lipinski.
Tara Lipinski. Y'all, she's alive. She's in jail, though. But she's in jail because, y'all, she beat that Nancy Kerrigan with a pipe so that she could participate in the Olympics and win the figure skating. Mm-hmm.
Tara Lipinski is indeed alive, and she is an Olympic gold medal figure skater and a broadcaster for NBC. And, you know, the Olympics are coming up next month. So, you know, there again, just bring it back to the real world, bringing it back to the real world.
New world.
All right. Okay. Do what?
Nothing. Just a little real.
All right. Sundar Pichaya. Sundar Pichaya. Pichai.
Yes. He's alive, y'all. He's an actor.
Yeah.
And he was the only in this last season of Star Trek Discovery, which y'all had just ended, the whole series ended. He was the commander of Discovery there. But yeah, he's a great actor. He's alive. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Sundar Pichai is indeed alive. He's an Indian American tech executive and the head of Google since 2015 and Alphabet since 2019.
It makes you wonder how he has time to act, doesn't it?
It really is amazing.
Hmm.
Really is amazing. But, you know, multitasking, you know, that's what the kids do nowadays.
They do.
All right, have we got time for one more?
We do.
F. Lee Bailey.
F. Lee Bailey is dead. Y'all, F. Lee Bailey was an author.
Yes.
Yes. He wrote such classics, I guess you would call them, as To Kill a Mockingbird.
So, yes. F. Lee Bailey is indeed dead. He was an American criminal defense attorney. He handled cases with the Boston Strangler, Patty Hearst, and O.J. Simpson.
What about Patty Bacon? I didn't know that.
Patty Bacon. Oh, you know, I'm worried sick about her. Okay. Here's one that is very pertinent to this month.
Oh, bring it on.
It's Judy Garland.
Well, y'all, she's dead. Dead as a doornail. But she was an actress, and you know, you'd best known, though. I mean, she didn't really act in any big movies or sing or anything, but she's best known as being Liza Minnelli's daughter, or mother, rather.
Oh, my goodness. I already got one last one. I'm going to slip it in.
Slip it in quick.
Hattie McDaniel.
Hattie McDaniel. Y'all, she is alive. She is an actress. And y'all, she was on that... what was it? CSI. It was CSI. Yeah, she was on that CSI. Mm-hmm.
You see how I brought Hattie in for Father Hat Day? Anyway.
When isn't it?
Hattie McDaniel, dead as a doornail.
Oh, Lord.
Oh! And she is best known. She was the first African-American actress to win an Oscar, and the role she played was Mammy on Gone with the Wind.
Long silence for Mammy.
You know... just out of curiosity, did you ever see Gone with the Wind?
Yes, and I saw North and South because, you know, it was filmed at my alma mater. Yes,
and Mammy, is there a modern day Mammy personality?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
No, that'd be a birth and a food baby.
Well, and also
with a food hook,
like Mammy gets up and walks and leaves the house. So